Our machine is malfunctioning. What to do? What to do? Continuing with this article, or actually, let's not. Let's move along. The perplexities of the Federal Reserve, U.S., posted in the New York Times of late, asking how it can be that their garbage-making machine, to which we have been conditioned to attach the moniker capitalism or the free market, is finally running out of steam, or in their propaganda, has merely choked or clogged up. And so, they must root about in it, reach their arms into the mechanism and slosh the mess about, put their hands on the trouble and break it free, so the market can move again. We should revisit our May 3rd, 2015 show, which points out that the global statesmen have been in possession of this heads up on the breakdown transition moment that we are in for a century and a half or so. And I've provided that excerpt, which I won't bore you with by reading again. You can listen to it yourself. I posted the file name. Hopefully that's easy to look up. But we'll comment additionally, however, that the self, quote-unquote, self-valorization of capital notion, referred to in this second excerpt that I reshared in this text, which has served power as key propaganda so well over the decades, is a myth, as Rosa Luxemburg explained, that by the notion of the self-valorization of capital, they mean, or its authentic meaning, is the discovery of new, untapped resources to plunder, stuff to steal that had not yet been stolen. These quote-unquote perplexities of the Federal Reserve, aired publicly, are a good illustration of the various levels of garbage in, garbage out, all happening simultaneously, as systems are wont to display. From the larger vantage of the whole, we observe the global economic system itself chewing madly away on the flesh of our grandmother Earth, for decades stacked upon decade, as far as the eye can see. Next week, we'll discuss power's plans for us, given the end of their feeding frenzy, and also, what, on the other hand, what must be our plan for ourselves? And till next week, I hope you just read what I've already started to write about it and think about this notion of the, which we have been bombarded with of late, of the Internet of Things and what that means in practical terms. At this point, we're going to move directly to our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time, followed by a brief discussion of the Rainbow Children, and then on to our reading of Proudhon.